Vivía en Pimienta Cortés.
I lived in Pimienta Cortés, Honduras.
Era
it was very dangerous.
I lived with my grandparents
because gangs of people, bad people, loved to snatch children.
When
I was 1 year old, my parents left Honduras because of the violence that was there. So my father was a traveling vendor. And two times, the gangsmen tried to assault him. One time they shot him. And afterwards, they were threatening us all the time. And it was for that reason that we had to leave Honduras, because we felt afraid.
Oh, mi nombre es Carlos.
My name is Carlos, and that's my daughter, Carla, and she's my princess.
Es mi princesa. No la quisimos traer a ella porque no sabíamos.
We didn't want to bring her at first because we didn't really know what we were getting into. We wanted a chance to establish ourselves here before we had her come along. But what really ended up happening is time just passed and passed and passed.
It
was the 25th of May. My grandmother couldn't take care of me anymore. She was 83 years old, and the violence was growing in my country. So I came with a human trafficking official, but that he's also known as a coyote. And yeah, supposedly he was supposed to be watching over me, taking care of me, but not really. I didn't really know what was going to happen, and I felt very afraid. So we crossed the river, and then later on, immigration arrived, and they took us to the center. I came to St. Louis because this is where my parents are, and I wanted to be with them. When I met my parents, it was the 29th of June, and I felt so happy. It was such a big emotion to finally be able to feel their hugs and their affection.
Muy contento en tenerla aquí, que la fuimos a recoger al aeropuerto y todo eso, pues.
We went to get her at the airport. It was such an emotional day. And the house just filled with another type of happiness that wasn't there before when she got there.
Aún estoy esperando que me llegue la carta porque tengo que ir a
corte. The situation is, my current status is right now that I'm waiting for a letter to arrive saying that I have to go to court. And we're waiting for the judge to decide, so I don't know exactly when that'll be.
What we really want as a family is not to be separated anymore. In our situation, things like that happen often, and that's why we are in this fight. We don't know what the judge is going to say. We don't know if he's going to argue for her staying here or going back to Honduras, but we are hoping and fighting for her to stay with us.
Tengo mucho miedo porque no quiero alejarme de nuevo.
If I had to go back to Honduras, I would feel very afraid because I'd have to separate again from my parents, and I would feel horrible. I don't know what would become of me.